A 1970s rock opera about the final days in the life of Jesus found a new audience last night. NBC's live telecast of Jesus Christ Superstar was the latest in a series of hit musicals staged for television. It was a lavish production with an all-star cast, including John Legend in the title role. NBC billed the show as a live concert performance with a live audience, and that, says our pop culture team, is one of the things that set it apart from other stage-to-TV productions. Linda Holmes is the host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Glenn Weldon is a regular panelist. They spoke to me about what stood out in this production of Jesus Christ Superstar, starting with that casting.
I think they have begun to sort of narrow the choices in casting down to people who are primarily live performers. I think they've begun to understand that if you want a killer live performance, you want to get somebody where that's their bread and butter.
Who really stuck out? Who knocked it out of the park song-wise?
The standout for me was Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Judas Iscariot.
Of Hamilton fame?
He's done Hamilton. He's done a lot of other things. He's a very accomplished Broadway musical theater guy.
Jesus, you started to believe the things they say of you.
And that's a role that has some of the biggest and most dramatic parts in the show. The show really takes the viewpoint of Judas, which is one thing that for some people makes it controversial.
You've begun to matter more than the things you say.
I think he was wonderful in this role, musically and also just in terms of his acting, which I think is probably where he had the edge over John Legend, who's a wonderful singer but not as much an actor.
Glenn Weldon, the moment for you that stuck out?
I would say that Alice Cooper plays the role of Herod. Now, that's a weird part. It's this bit of vaudeville dropped in the middle of this rock opera.
Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all.
And I thought he, of all people, was holding back.
Come on, you king of the Jews.
And when Alice Cooper is the most muted thing about the musical, that means that everybody else is just pushing and pushing and pushing.
Can we get to the point of it as appointment television in the age of streaming and in the age where networks are struggling to make appointment television?
Yeah.
Do you feel like this tradition is becoming a thing?
Well, NBC is certainly trying to make it a thing. I think for them, what they would really like to get is a solid tradition where, unlike things that you would stream or maybe watch later or put on the DVR, something where you really know everybody's going to be watching to see how it turns out is an asset for them in the current, like, super hyper-competitive environment that they're in now.
So a return on investment, Glenn. I'll give you the last word on whether it's a turning point artistically.
Oh, heck. I think making sure that you include the audience in any kind of theater experience like this makes it a marked turn from what's gone before. It's appointment television. They know people are going to be gathered around. Theater is a communal experience. And by having the audience part of the show, that changes how this thing feels. When they have mounted these things in the past and they've put them on a vast soundstage, the music ends and it just feels dead. And airless. And really, it added a lot and made it a much more joyous viewing experience.
In the end, do you feel like this is something for the music nerds? Or are we seeing a moment where people are like, okay, fine, musicals, we're doing this, like mainstream acceptance?
I think it's always going to be a somewhat niche audience, particularly when you get away from the ones like Sound of Music that are wildly popular. But I think this one is a little bit of a, you know, that score has that wonderful dun, 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 that anthemic stuff to me is as close as you're going to get to like a John Williams of musical theater. Uh-huh. And it's wonderful in that way. And for people who love it, that's a great moment. But for a lot of other people, I do think this is a little less known. And I don't think this was ever going to get, you know, 18 million people.
Linda Holmes and Glenn Weldon, host and panelist on the NPR Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks, Audie.
Jesus Christ.